Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah's radio special edition call Thursday evening. Worldwide international radio broadcast is on the air special edition call Thursday evening. My time flies. Right around the corner for this time tomorrow night, top part of Saturday. Time is moving. See, Roy, that's why the six and on the camps got to come on. Let's get going. All right, we live know the broadcast unlocking the biblical mysteries tribe, Yahuwah. Tape number 164. I remember 163 was last night, wasn't it? All right, 163, 164, all right. All right, so we're going to see we're going to be on stage. We got a memo saying the elder will be a few minutes late. So we'll just see we're going to be on stage, and we just have something going on until the elder get here. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, he'll be a little bit later. Let's see if we find out. We're going to be on the network. All right there, Mother E. All right, you on the airways now. 500,000 plus on the international side now. Take your shoe and point at anybody. Tell them be quiet for a little while. Let old Mother E give a presentation real quick. Mother E, tribe of Yahuwah, Judah, one of the most out of Camp 1. Y'all probably beat you that same right here.
Yahuwah bless you, Israel, a clean word. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, there, Mother E. All right. All right, Mother D. And Mother D of Israel, she ready to go off right out the gate. She coming to Mother D of Israel, another mother out of Camp 1. One of the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother D of Israel. Tribe of Yahuwah, Judah, too. Mother D of Israel. Yahuwah, BJC, right?
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Seroa. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, all I can tell you, the box tail has been lit. The curtain hell went up. It's time to kind of get something going on. That's all I can tell you, because one thing about it, you know, I'm always excited to come before this national audience over 500,000 plus because of one reason. The six anointed camps got to get on about this business and recognize the signs of the time. And the time is now. So, Mother D.F. Israel, I want you to look right at Matthew chapter 10:19 and tell me what it says. And Mother E., have me Luke 12:12 waiting on me. Let's see if we get something going on. We'll just get running, and we'll see which way we can get whatever we can get in. Mother D.F. Israel, what do Luke 10:19 say? And Mother Eve, right behind that, Luke 12:12, come on.
Chapter 10, verse 19. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak.
Yeah. In that very same hour, all you gotta do just come on the network. Whatever he wants you to put on tape, somebody gonna say something, trick or something off. Mother E, what do Luke 12:12 say?
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. So, Mother D of Israel, in 2 Chronicles 2:2, verse 1, 8, and 10, because this people got to identify themselves according to the Bible to get people to take notice of them. In 2 Chronicles 2:2, verse 1, 8, and 10, and Mother E, have me 2 Kings 11, verse 1 and 2, waiting on me. Second Chronicles 22:1-10. Mother D of Israel. Mother E had me. Second Kings 11:1-2. Let's get something going on. Come on.
Okay. Second Chronicles chapter 22 verses 1-10. Verse 1. And the inhabitants of Judah made Ahasuerus his young son king in his stead. For the band of men that came with the Arabians to the camp had slain all the elders of Ahasuerus, the son of Joram, king of Judah, reigned. Verse 8. And it came to pass that when Jehu was executing judgment upon the family of Ahab and found the princes of Judah and the sons of the brothers of Ahaz that ministered to Ahaz, he slew them. Oh, verse 10. But when the mother of Ahaz saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seeroy of the family of Judah.
So you got all that in just to say they was the seeroy is who again? So the lead seeroy is who again, mother?
Judah.
So you done all that good reading just to get down to the fact of the matter is when it comes down to the top seeroy is who?
Yahdah Judah.
All right. Hey, Mother E, what you reading over there, Mother E?
Second Kings chapter 11, verse 1. But when King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, woman of a Moabite.
Well, hold on, Mother. Are you reading 2 Kings? Hey, Mother E, are you reading 2 Kings?
No,
first
just
King? First. Which one are you reading? Well, give me 2 Kings, Mother.
2 Kings chapter 11, verse 1. And when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaz saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the sea roar. Verse 2. But Joab, the daughter of King Jerome, sister of Ahaz, took Joshua, the son of Azar, and stole him from among the king's son, which was slain.
I'll read verse 1 again. Hey, Mother, read verse 1 again. Read that 2 Kings 11:1 again.
2 Kings chapter 11, verse 1. And when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaz, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed roar. Seed roar.
See, right. So you got a people's call, C. Raya, Mother E. And mm-hmm. you know, and they hid all over the world in plain sight. And they call what again? What their name? They call they got a name on them. Is who Mother?
C. Raya.
C. Raya.
C. Raya.
C. Raya. So, it's nothing wrong in our vocabulary if we recognize that the people that he calling, see, Roy is a people. Jeremiah 41 verse 1, there, mother, dear Israel, what does Jeremiah 41 verse 1 say?
Jeremiah chapter 41 verse 1. Now it came to pass in. It came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of En, the son of somebody, of the sea roar and the prince of the king, even 10 men with him. Damn.
So again, is a people called Sea Royal. It's a people in the Bible. It's called Sea Royal. And let's see, can we see what it says there, Mother E? It talks about a people that's called Sea Royal.
Right.
And it's telling the people that know of it to do what in Psalm 68:11. What is saying is supposed to happen in Psalm 68 verse 11, Mother?
Okay.
See?
Psalm 68:11. Okay, let me get there. Psalm 68 verse 11. Psalm 68, verse 11. The Yahweh gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it.
Yeah. Okay. So it's great if somebody published. That's good. It's great if somebody published that as a people's call, C. Roy. There's a people in the Bible called C. Roy, and David said from the mouth of the mental spirit, great if someone will publish that it is a C. Roy peoples. I wonder who them C. Roy is. We already read it. It is the tribe of Judah. So the tribe of Judah must recognize that they are seed royal. So some things they got to do to stand out. And what they got to do to stand out there, Mother D.F. Israel? Since they seed royal, what they got to do in 15:38 down to verse 40 in Numbers? And Mother E. have me 22:12. Of Deuteronomy, called C. Royal in the Bible. So, it's something about them to have to stand out if you know you see Royal. Let's see, can we read it in 15:38-40 of Numbers, backed up with Mother E and 22:12 of Deuteronomy. What it said, Mother D.F. Israel, come on.
Numbers, chapter 15, verse 38-40, verse 38. Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generation.
Amen.
That they put upon the fringe of the border a ribbon of blue. 39. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahuwah and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a-whoring. Verse 40, that you may remember and do all my Torah instructions and be righteous unto your Yahuwah.
So if you are a member of the children of Israel, it's your own mind when you don't have fringes. So when you're not wearing fringes, that's your own mind. Because that's not the mind Yahuwah gave children of Israel. He said, don't do your own mind. So when you do not have fringes on, you doing your own mind. That's what he just said. You ain't doing him. You doing your own thing. So, and you going to call on him doing your own thing, huh? You're doing your own mind. So when you don't have fringes on, children of Israel, you doing your own mind. You're not doing the mind of Yahuwah. What you reading there, Mother E?
Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 12. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 12. Thus shall make the fringes upon the four quarters of their vestments, wherewith thus covered thyself.
So that vest means garments. He said you're supposed to have fringes on to cover yourself. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mother D of Israel, in Hosea chapter 1:1, and 6 down to verse 10. Can you have those see out in Hosea chapter 1:1 and skip down to 6 to 10. Hosea 1:1, 6 down to verse 10. Hey, Mother D of Israel, can you have those see out in that verse? Come on.
Hosea chapter 1:6-10.
Yep. Verse 1. Yeah. Hosea chapter 1, verse 1. Then skip down to 6, down to verse 10.
Okay. Hosea chapter 1, verse 1, 6-10. Verse 1. The word of Yahuwah that came unto Hosea, the son of Beer, in the day of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz.
Well, hold on. Hold on, mother. I'm just as wrong as two left shoes. Make that 4:1. Make that 4:1, then 6 down to verse 10. Thanks for catching that for me, Mother E. All right, Mother E. Thanks for catching that right there. Hosea 4:1, then skip down to 6 down to verse 10.
Hosea chapter 4, verse 1, 6-10. Verse 1. Hear the word of Yahuwah, you children of Israel. For Yahuwah has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of Yahuwah in the land.
Wait a minute, mother dear Israel. Now, Hosea telling the children of the book to hear what?
Hear the word of Yahuwah.
That's one of the greatest mystery and understanding. What we're supposed to always be mindful of is hearing the word of Yahuwah. That's the game changer right there. Hear the word of Yahuwah. Skip down to verse 6, down to verse 10.
Hosea chapter 4, verse 6-10. Verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject you. that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the Torah instructions of your Yahweh. I will also forget your children. Verse 7. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their honor into shame. Verse 8. They ate up the sin of my people, and they set their minds on their sin. Verse 9. And there shall be like peoples, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them their doing. Verse 10. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to Yahweh.
You know, it's amazing. This book tells all of them. And according to 4:1, who is he addressing in 4:1 there, Mother?
The children of Israel.
And another thing about the children of Israel, they are what that we read early. What, give me another something else. We know they're children of Israel, but what else did we read in lesson tape 164 about the children of Israel? So far, they are what?
They are seed royal. Seed royal.
Excellent. They are seed royal. And they are seed royal. And they got a dress code or what?
Fringes.
Ain't that something? You see what the man saying about the children of Israel? He said the children of Israel, they are seed royal, and they got a dress code of wearing fringes. He said if you don't have fringes on, you're doing your own thing. Now how you expect to call on him doing your own thing? I tell you what, go on your job. I tell you what you do. Go take a driver's license course. And when you get in the car, do your own thing when you drive the car. We think you get some license? Hey, Mother, dear Israel, if you do your own thing behind the wheel, would you get some driver license behind that?
No.
What will happen?
You don't get no license. you ain't follow
business. Because you reject the right way. And that's the same thing, see, right? We do our own thing and expect this man to bless us. How you expect it don't work, that don't work on nothing. But in your mind, you'd rather not wear fringes, not be called C. Royal. And what was the third one we had? We had no. What was that? Was I seen three things. I'm missing one. Y'all help me out. And wearing fringes. The word. You reject the word. Mm-hmm. You reject the word of Yahweh, children of Israel. Thank you, Mother. So you got all these three against you, and then you expect for this man to, what, bless you? Mm-hmm. And you got three strikes against you. You reject the word. You reject what they call seed royal, and you reject from wearing fringes.
Yeah.
And now you want him to bless you. That don't work. Now, Mother E. And in St. John chapter 8, verse 32 says what? Hey, Mother, what does it say we can read in St. John 8, 32?
Okay. St. John chapter 8, verse 32. St. John. St. John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Oh, yeah? 17:17 St. John. You gonna know the truth, and the truth gonna make you free. What truth we have learned so far? We learned that you are the children of Israel. You are seed royal, and seed royal folks have on fringes. That is the truth. And you have rejected the word of Yahuwah. That's like four. So you both know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. St. John 17:17.
St. John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy word, through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
So what truth, Mother E?
Thy word. Sanctify them.
See that? So that's all we supposed to do, Mother. All we supposed to do is show them the word. Our job has been completed once we show them the word. St. John 14, verse 6, Mother E.
St. John 14, verse 6. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Chapter 14, verse 6. St. John 14, 6. Yahweh's son said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
So, we get a nice little foundation, Mother E. So, Mother D of Israel, in the book of Sirach 24, verse 33. Can you help those see out in the book of Sirach, chapter 24? We lay a little foundation. We just want to lay a little foundation because the one thing about it, we are a hidden people, but we're in plain view of everybody. But we're really hidden in knowledge. He gave you three keys to success. Hear the word, O children of Israel. See royal and wear fringes. He gave you three things for success. And all three of these, you paid no never mind. So now, Mother, be of Israel. What can we read out of Sirach 24:33?
Sirach chapter 24. Verse 33, I will yet pour out doctrine, teaching as prophecy and leave it to all ages forever.
So you see the man said he'll left it for all ages. Go on, take us down to verse 40. So you see he said he'll lay, wait a minute, what's the doctrine he'll laid out? Hey, Mother E., what is the doctrine that he have laid out in 4 verse 2 of Proverbs? What is this doctrine? He said he have laid out some doctrine. What is that that we can read in Proverbs 4 verse 2? Mother E.?
That's the 4 verse 2. Okay. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 2. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 2. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my torrent structure.
You see that? So I give you good doctrine, forsake not the first five books called Torah instruction, the law. Don't forsake it. And what we'll find that we forsaking everything. We forsaking, don't. Children of Israel, see royal, ram fringes, you have rejected the word of Yahuwah. And guess what he got? Hold up on that. Mother D of Israel, before you read that, I gotta pull a precept. So since you on you ignore all that. And look what Yahuwah says in the book of Jeremiah. See one thing about a lesson. He'll give you a lesson on the run. All you got to do is listen to it. Be in growing with your mighty one, And as words be said, he'll give you the lesson. Look what he says in 8 verse 7, 7 down to verse 9, most dear of Israel. We're going to Jeremiah chapter 8. Matter of fact, read verse 1, just get warmed up, then skip down to 7, down to verse 9. Or make it up 6 down to verse 9. Let's see what he says. No. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 1, then pick up at verse 3, down to verse 9. Let's make a look, small meal out of it, Mother D.F. Israel. Jeremiah 8, verse 1. And let me expound on verse 1. I want to talk about verse 1 for a minute. Then skip down to 3 down to verse 8. I mean, 3 down to verse 9. Come on.
3 to 9. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 1. Okay. At that time, says Yahweh, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah. And the bones of his prince, and the bones of the priest, and the bones of the seers, and the bones of the inhabitants of Judah out of their grave.
Well, you got to read verse 2. Now, why are they going to do that in verse 2?
Verse 2. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon and all the hosts of heaven whom they have loved and whom they have served and after whom they have walked and whom they have sought and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered, nor be buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth.
So you see why they go to these grave sites and you find nobody look like you in there no more, because Yahweh said all your leaders, he said, Your princes, your pastors, your shepherds, all of them that transgress against me, I'm gonna have other nations come and take you out of where you were buried and lay you out there and let you just disappear, and then put somebody else in your grave spot and say that you see the children of Israel look like pale skinned peoples. They done all this to you, see, Roy, because you rejected the word of Yahweh. And all your leaders, that's the reason why right now you can't find no grave sites with the proper Israelites in it, because Yahweh had the robbers to dig it up and lay it out for you to disintegrate. Although he going to put it together and bring you back. But that's the reason you can't find none of your leaders, your wicked leaders, because of what they did. Now, let's see what he says in verse 3 about them wicked leaders. 8 verse 3.
Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 3 to 9. Verse 3. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the place, whether I have driven them, says Yahweh of hosts. Verse 4.
Hold that point. Hold that point. Now, wait a minute. We got a lot of time. I just want to wrestle with this a little bit. What did he call these peoples? What was the highlight he called these peoples in verse 3? What did he call them a name? He didn't call them any, right?
No.
Evil people. You see what he called you, your Judah? He called you an evil people. See?
They say he was family.
And Mother E, the reason why you are evil people, Mother E, In 13th chapter of Jeremiah 8 through 10. In 13th chapter, tell us why you are evil people. And we're going to show you what make you evil. Now, Mother, he's getting ready to read. He says, you are a evil people, an evil family.
Yeah.
Huh? And I'm going to drive you out for being that. Because I gave you, I gave you a name. But hear this word, O children of Israel. And last night lesson, we gave you some great things, some key words, but that's in last night tape. And we ain't going over it. He gave you some key words. Children of Israel, he gave you a dress code with fringes. And what was the third thing to give him up?
You calling me?
And yeah, it called you C. Royal. It called you C. Royal. He called you C. Royal, right? He called you C. Royal. Fringes on you. And gave you a name called the Children of Israel. And now, in Jeremiah chapter 8, all them blessings he put on you, he called you what, mother? Again, what highlight again in verse 3? What was it he called you in verse 8, 3?
An evil family.
Ain't that something? You see the man say, all this, he stole all these blessings on you. And now you are, he called you an evil family. Why so, Mother E? That's 13, 8 through 10. Let's find out why. Hey, Mother E, let's find out why. Why you call an evil family? Come on.
Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 8 to 10. Verse 8. Then the word of the Yahweh come unto me, saying, thus said the Yahweh, after this manner will I mar the pride of Judah and the great pride of Judah, the southern kingdom. Verse 10. This evil people which refuse to hear my word, which walk in the imagination of their mind and walk after other false yahweh to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girl, which is good for nothing.
You hear that, Mother? Hey, Mother E, what did he call C. Royal? C. Royal, the fringes. The fringe is not wearing the children of Israel. What do you call him?
Evil people.
You see that, Mother? You see they call them evil people. Mm-hmm. And you sit there and watch so many of your family members, and you say, this is my family member. But you are evil people, because everything we do, you don't want to do nothing. You don't want to do nothing in this Bible but talk smack. You love to get going on talking smack. So your closest loved ones going to fit that. Evil people. Tell them about wearing fringes, and they're going to do their own thing. You tell them who they are, the children of Israel, and you see Royal, and all stuff we read last night lesson. They don't hear nothing. You say, I'm a Christian. That's what I am. I'm a Sunday-going Jesus Christian. Leave me alone. See that? See, we just are evil people.
Right.
And we want to know why we are evil people.
Mm-hmm.
Refuse to hear Yahweh's word.
Right.
Mother, be up Israel. Are you holding something for me, Mother, be up Israel?
Yeah. I'm still in Jeremiah 8, verse
4 down to verse 9 now. Let's see what we can get out of 4 down to verse 9. I might break in on you, because if a precept come to mind, we'll break in, but hopefully we can get straight through it. 4 down to verse 9 says what?
Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 4 to 9, verse 4. Moreover, thou shalt say unto them, thus says Yahweh, shall they fall and not arise, shall he turn away and not return? Verse 5. Why then is this people of Judah slackened back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. Verse 6. I hearkened, listened, and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his horse as the horse rushes into battle. Verse 7. Yea, the stock in the heavens knoweth her appointed, the stalk in the heavens knoweth her appointed time, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of Yahweh. Verse 8. How do you say we are wise and the Torah instruction of Yahweh is with us? Lo, certainly, in vain made he it. The pen of the scribe is in vain. Verse 9. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of Yahweh. And what wisdom is in them?
So, Mother dear of Israel, when you reject the word of Yahweh, then what do you say behind that?
You don't have no wisdom.
What wisdom is in you? So well, you ain't got nothing to say if you're not knowing you're the children of Israel. If you're not wearing no friends, if you're not dusting Yahweh shoulder to shoulder, you don't have a word to say because you have rejected the word of Yahweh. And what wisdom is you? Why should we listen to you and you don't even wear fringes? You don't keep the Sabbath. You don't get in where you fit in. So what wisdom is in you because you rejected the word of Yahweh? You don't call, you don't look at another children of Israel and call them seed royal. You don't do that. You try to call them by a name that you knew 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago. But no, no, I'm past that. I want to be called by my biblical name now. And you ain't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be called by my biblical name because the blessing's in my biblical name. It ain't in my government name. Ain't no blessing in my government name. I want to be called by my biblical name. Okay? I want all the blessings I can get. And you look all on the side of somebody's eyes because you don't want to be called what you once was called once upon a time ago. So I want the blessing. I know one thing he told me, if I'm called by this name, I got a blessing. If I'm not called by this name, I'm up on a... Hey, Mother E, if I'm not called by his name, 6515 of Isaiah. So now I'm looking at the Bible, and the Bible tells me if I don't tell you I want to be called by my biblical name, and 6515 tells me something, and you still call me by my government name. Still look at me eyeball to eyeball with your pride and call me by my government name, knowing the fact that Isaiah 65:15 is staring you like a chokehold in a wrestling match. What does it say, Mother, 65:15?
Okay, Isaiah chapter 65, verse 15. Isaiah 65:15. And you shall be your name for a curse unto my chosen, for the Yahweh shall slay thee and call his servants by another name.
Yeah, well, who is it chosen that we can read in 45 verse 4? Who is it chosen that? Now, you see what we're saying? You see why they call you an evil people? Why would you take away my blessing by me talking to me with my government name, knowing that if you covered by my biblical name, you put the blessing over the household, but you refuse to call me by my biblical name? You ever called me by the name that I met you. And now I'm graduated, and I want all the blessings I can get, and you refuse to call me by my name. That's why they call you a evil people. What? Who's he talking to in 45 verse 4? Mother?
Look at Isaiah chapter 45. Look at Isaiah chapter 45 verse 4. But Israel, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee. Though you have not known me.
So he said, I have surnamed you. I have given you this name. I don't recognize the name that your oppressor gave you. So anybody told you go plead with him, tell you about you want your name changed. You plead that to Yahweh. But why would you call me by a name that my oppressor, and I want all the blessings I can get. I found out that I'm supposed to wear fringes. I'm C. Royal. I'm supposed to be on fringes, C. Roy, and what else? What else? Somebody help me out.
The word of Yahweh.
You're a hypocrite.
Roy.
To get back with Yahweh, you got to hear the word of Yahweh. He specifically calls people C. Royal. He called them all that good stuff in last night's tape. I ain't going to talk about it at all. But you got to go back and read the last night tape and tie that in. All this good stuff he installed on you, and you with a puffed up spirit refuse to understand this is the way Yahweh wants you to be addressed because he won't gave it to you. So Mother E in 41 verse 8 through 10 of Isaiah, you might want to tie it all in now. Isaiah 41, 8 through 10.
Me.
I would tie it in there, Mother. Yeah, Mother E, tie it all in. Isaiah 41, 8 through 10.
Oh, okay. Look at Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8 through 10. Verse 8. But you, Israel, are my servant. Israel, whom I have chosen. The seed of Abraham, my friend. Verse 9. Thus whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, thus are my servants. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. For I am your Yahweh. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
You see that? So he say he's gonna do all this for you if you just recognize what I just said. He got all this good stuff for you, and we let a puffed up spirit get us away from doing the right thing, you know, So that's amazing. That's why sometimes you got to cut ties, because if you don't understand that this thing is progressive, to get closer to Yahuwah, we got to line up with Yahuwah's word. And when you see your company do not want to line up with Yahuwah, they want to, while you in class, call you by your biblical name, but once you're not in class, they call you by your regular name. No, you can't
right.
do that. That's being a hypocrite. You got to call me by my name. I don't care if you land next to me on a pillow.
Mm-hmm.
You still call me by my biblical name. I want the blessing even be on the pillow. I want the blessing everywhere. I want mine. So if we understand this man got rules and regulations, and one thing he ain't going to break is his words. So if he gave you all these good old titles that for him to know you, and you refuse to use it but part-time, shoot. No part-time, me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was, I had to put out a piece of paper now, and I was writing something down. I was so used to my biblical name. I wrote this. Who is this? I said, you want my government name, huh? But that what you want, huh? I forgot all about it. This right here don't come back nothing. Not in the system. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Let me see what my government name is. Let me see what it is. Now, see, that's how far I away from that name. That's the point. Yeah, that's the point we're trying to tell you, Cedra. You got to come out. You got to come out of Babylon. You can't do your own thing. You got to do Yahuwah's thing. If you want the blessing of Yahuwah, you got to do Yahuwah's thing. That's all we're telling you. And that's why he set the land before us. And like we said, three out of six counties is gone whole on making things happen. Three out of six. Three of them to sit on the sideline just looking. Just look. Three out of six. Just look. So, that's up to you. If you catch fire, now Yahuwah going to catch some fire on you later. It's up to you what's going to happen. I'll tell you one thing. The one that do Yahuwah, that's going to get the blessing. And, matter of fact, we finished all up, didn't we, Mother E? I'm going to D up this red. Did we finish all that up?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, what do we say in the book? Let me just switch gears for 1 minute. Run to Surah 25:26, and then come down, Mother Dear Israel, to 7:12-14 of 1 Corinthians. I just want to twist gears for a minute. See, one thing about it, Yahuwah will give you what he wants you to give you. But I'm gonna show you what he's saying over here. Sarat by the seer, and Paul gonna pull that, and we're gonna analyze what he pulled. Sarat 25:26.
Sarat chapter 25, verse 26. If she go not as thou wouldest have her, cut her off from your flesh and give her a bill of divorce and let her go.
You hear the man say it? Now, if she don't go the way you want her to go, and the way you want her to go is Torah way. If she got a problem with doing it the Torah way, he said, cut her off and let her go. That's what he said. Now we're going to see how Paul pulled that verse in the 7th chapter, verse 12 through 14. Now, Paul pulled that verse. Listen what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 12. Let's get one verse at a time. Listen to the tenor of what Paul just said, 7:12.
1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 12. Verse 12 read, but to the rest speak I not, Yahuwah. If any brother has a wife that believeth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away.
You see what the man just said? Now, he said, now listen, not, but if you got a mate, and the mate please you, maybe she don't understand a lot of the dust and Jacquard, or he don't understand a little dust and Jacquard, but he do everything that he can to not to aggravate you and keep you on the right. Otherwise, he don't block the door when you got to take care of some Jacquard business. So he said, okay. He said, wait a minute. He said, maybe it's room for that person. You know, it's room for that person. What's the next verse in 13?
Verse 13. And the woman which has an husband that believeth not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him.
You see that? So you see what he's saying? Now, in the other hand, now you got a husband, but you know he know you do the dust as Yahweh, but he don't hinder you in cold water. He just, you know, he just goes to blow. So you still got room to work with him on. He ain't there. I don't want to hear that. He don't do that. Okay, good. All right, you can work with that. So you got to understand something. If you got a mate and they're unbelievers, you don't just put them away. They might give them time. They might, but they ain't hindering you. They ain't saying what you're doing with them friends now. What you doing? What you mean make you some friends? I ain't making you nothing. See, now that's the problem. But you said, well, I'll make you some friends. I'll make sure everything is in order when time to go. Oh, okay. So you still can work with that. So you got to be clear what the man's saying. If you still can do your Yahweh and you're not getting hindered, then you can keep it moving. Because then Yahweh will step up and put the blessing whenever he sees time to fit. Don't just all of a sudden just well, you ain't keeping the Sabbath day with me, and no, he ain't got to do none of that. Pull in that verse. So now, if you working with something, and things is in order, just not biblically, but all the rest of the days is covered, then work with it. You got some more time. What it say in the next verse?
Verse 14. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife. And the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they righteous.
You see that? So you can put the blessing over the household as long as your better half understand that I don't understand what's going on, but one thing about it, I ain't going to hinder it. I'm still going to do my malevolent, whatever it is. You know, I'm still going to do my part in keeping things rolling. I don't understand that YWH, but I'll tell you one thing, I ain't going to talk against it.
Right.
You're still going to work with that. So, you know, that's why he tell you. But you got to always be in a wrestling match. I don't care who it is. If it's a wrestling match, then you do what the seer tell you to do. If it's a wrestling match. If you understand that the blessing is when you call me by my biblical name, and you want to be called by your biblical name, so be it. I call you by I ain't gonna sit there and call you by your government name, knowing you won't be called by your biblical name. I'm not gonna hinder you behind that. I'm not gonna be a double tongue neither. I'm not gonna call you by your biblical name in one place, and when I get behind the doors, I'm gonna call you by your regular name. I ain't gonna be double tongue neither. See, for Yahweh watching all things, if you want the blessing of Yahweh, you got to line up with the word of Yahweh. That's all the man's saying. So, when we read Torah 25:26, if it's a problem with it, then you have to break away because you can't lose no time. You can't lose no time in order. But if your mate, the Sabbath day and whatever, but they making you friends, calling you by your biblical name, got the kids, got the grandbabies all in order. Hey, keep it moving. That's it. That's all we said. I don't know who that fuck, but that's what gave it to me. So, you know, don't hinder always be there to support. And then Yahweh will give you credit on that. That's right. Now, whatever for, that's the way it is. Now, let's go to something else. Now, what are we holding? Is we holding anything else?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, we're not holding nothing. Let's go
a little
farther. What are we doing now?
Verse 2 in 2 Kings, chapter 11, verse 2.
All right, what that say?
2 Kings, chapter 11, verse 2. Jehaz, the daughter of King Jeroboam, sister of Ahaz, took Joshua, the son of Ahaz, and stole him from among the king's sons, which were slain, and they hid him him and his nurse in the bedchamber from Achalias, so that he was not slain.
Yeah, right. He hit about 7 years. He got about 7 years old, and so that's the time we have to basically give him up at seven to make sure they're off in proper leadership. But we take care of that a little bit later. Now I want to go and take a look at something. John, I want to look at something in John 3:16. I want to go look at John 3:16. Mother Eve. Now we're going to look at John 3:16. And then we're going to bag back, Mother, be up Israel. Mother, you read John 3:16. Then we're going to bag back to the first chapter, Mother, be up Israel. Read John 3:16. Just the way you said it. Because they'll say John 3:16.
Yep.
And let's talk about it for a minute. Yeah.
John chapter 3:16. For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Right. Good. So there you go right there. So whosoever, he loved the world and all that good stuff. Let's back up to 3:1 there, Mother D up Israel. Let's see, can we find out what this conversation is about? Let's take one verse at a time. 3, verse 1.
Saint John.
Mm-hmm.
Saint John, chapter 3, verse 1. Saint John,
right.
Chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of Judah.
Yeah, he's ruler of Judah. Good. And what happened in verse 9 and 10?
Verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Verse 10, Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things?
Mm-hmm. So you're a master in Israel. You're supposed to know these things. You're supposed to know what? Now, remember, when this conversation was going on, it was no such thing, no John, Matthew, Mark, or Luke. So whatever he's saying, he must have to pull something from somewhere. He said, now, you're a master in Israel. So there was two Jews talking to each other. And it wasn't no such thing at the time of this going on about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It was no such books. So they're not reading out of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So now what happened in verse 14 now, Mother? Now we'll skip down to Mosey of Israel, verse 14. Now let's read 14 now, okay. Verse 16.
Verse 14 to 16.
Yeah.
Verse 14. John chapter 3, verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. 15. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 16. For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm. Now back, Mother, to verse 2. Let's read back. Let's read 3:2. So this is Nicodemus, a Jew, speaking to Yahweh the Son, a Jew. Two Jews is talking. Now here go the conversation in verse 2. Verse 2.
So I mean, read.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Read verse 2. 3:2.
John chapter 3, verse 2.
Talking. Yeah, two Judah is talking. One Judah is a master, and Yahweh the Son from the tribe of Judah. They had a one-on-one conversation about something. Verse 2.
Thank John chapter 3, verse 2. The same comes to Yahweh the Son by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher. Come from Yahweh, for no man can do these miracles that you do it, except Yahweh be with you.
Uh-huh. Unless Yahweh be with you. Verse 3.
Verse 3. Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, truly, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh. Verse 4.
Mm-hmm. No. Nicodemus. Now skip down to verse 14. So this is two Judah talking. This one of the master ruler and Judah, the teachers, talking to Yahweh the Son from Judah. Two Judas is having a conversation. Yahweh going to give him an illustration because both of them know the scriptures. That's why he said, "You mean you be a man of Israel and you don't know this?" Watch what he said in verse 14.
Verse 14, John chapter 3, verse 14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
So he was using an illustration about scripture. So as the Son of Man, as Moses lifted up a serpent in the wilderness, the same thing got to happen for the Son of Man got to happen. So they quoting something that's written on the left side of the book. When he was talking, he wasn't talking out of the book. St. John 3:16. He was quoting something that happened in the wilderness, Mother D. F. Israel. Now let's go back and see what he's quoting. So he's talking about, I got to be lifted up the same way Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. So that was passing for him to go back and look. It dawned on him that he was quoting something from the left side of the book. He was not quoting John 3:16. It was no such thing as no John 3:16. The illustration is what about the serpent in the wilderness, and now we're going back and peep and see what was going on in the wilderness. He said, just like the serpent was lifted up, that's how I'm about to be lifted up. So we're going back to 21 verse 5 and read some of this conversation, Mother. This is what he's talking about. See, that's why we got to come now. let people read John 3:16. He loved the world. What are you talking about? He wasn't reading out of St. John's book. He was reading out of the Seer's book. He was reading Numbers 21:5. Let's read a little bit. Come on. Mother D.F. Israel?
Yeah.
Numbers 21:5. Let's read a little bit.
Okay. Numbers chapter 21, verse 5. Numbers chapter 21, verse 5 reads, "And the people spake against Yahweh and against Moses, wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our souls lost this light bread."
Great.
Verse 6. "And Yahweh sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died." Verse 7.
Yeah.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
"Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against Yahweh and against you. Pray unto Yahweh that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people." Verse 8.
Yeah, read 7 again. Yeah, well, I want to read some more, but read verse 7 again. And Mother, listen, Mother, listen real good at verse 7 again. Listen real good with Mother D.F. Israel. Read verse 7. Go ahead.
"Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against Yahweh and against you. Pray unto Yahweh that he take away the serpent from us. And Moses prayed for the people."
Hey, Moe, what you get out of that? What do you get out of verse 7? Certain things is a no. Well, hold on, Mother. Let those here get their thoughts out. Certain things is a no-no. And what is a no-no according to verse 7?
Therefore the people came to Moses. They have sinned. Okay.
What is a no-no when you're crossing the line? What is a no-no
They spoke against Yahweh.
And Moses.
They spoke against
and leadership.
Yahweh.
And leadership. Hey, Mother E. And leadership.
Okay.
Certain things you don't cross the line on. You just reading it right now. It's certain things you don't cross the line on. You don't speak against Yahweh and you don't speak against anointed leadership. You don't cross the line. That is written in verse 7. Certain things you got to swallow your tongue, they say. And that is written in verse 7. Read it again, Mother D. F. Israel. Listen good, Mother E. Listen to this. Because we have to be in a position when we're going to be sitting around classes. It's going to bust wide open all over the world, Mother E. And we have to be clear when you hear these things, these verses got to come. I don't care what's going on, my child. Certain things you don't do. And here it is in verse 7. Listen good. Ready out of the heavy tablets in verse 7. Certain things you don't do. And you have
Numbers,
to be able to say something. Watch this. 21 verse 7.
Numbers chapter 21 verse 7. "Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against Yahweh and against you. Pray unto Yahweh that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people.
So the people recognize they have done what, Mother, they recognize by speaking against anointed leadership, they recognize they have done what?
Sin.
You see that, Mother? Now, listen. We,
yes,
we got to be the ones to apply that. We got to be the ones to apply that.
Mm-hmm.
What we're just hearing now. You hearing right now, we have to be all ears in hearing that, what you just got through hearing right there. We got to be all ears. And when we hear something like that, this has got to come up. The only way we're going to get our blessings, we will have to align with this Bible as this damn get higher and higher, more aggressive. All this land you see open, it's going to be filled up. But if we're not in position and we play no never mind, we're holding back our blessings because we put it in position to remember verse 7. Read one more time that, Mother, dear Israel.
Numbers 21, verse 7. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against Yahweh and against you. Pray unto Yahweh that he take away the serpent from us. And Moses prayed for the people.
You see that? So y'all see that verse? That's a big verse.
Yeah.
See,
Moses prayed for
to make this work, it's gonna work. To make this work, it's gonna work. No doubt about it, it's gonna work. Ain't no doubt about it. But Yahweh is going to only intervene once we're in order. If we in order and you line with this book, and when it comes down to it, now I got to pull a precept on that. We're going to Mother D.F. Israel. We're going to, I got to pull a precept on that right there. I got to pull a precept. I got to pull a precept. I got to pull a precept on that in the book of Esther. Yeah, I got to pull a precept on that in the book of Esther. Chapter 4. I got to pull a precept on that. And after chapter 4, see, you never know how a lesson goes and what you got to do. You just got to play it by ear because, see, one thing about it, I got to pull a precept on that. Mother, we go on to the book of Esther chapter 4. I got to pull a precept out of that one. By going to Esther chapter 4. I'm looking for a precept on that. Esther chapter 4. Let me see where is it at. See, we have to, I'm telling you something. Yahweh is going to intervene once he look at the ministry that's going to line up this Bible and do Bible. It's nothing personal, it's doing Bible. He wants the blessing, do Bible. Esther chapter 4. Pick up at verse number 12. 12 down to verse 14, Mother E. Esther chapter 12. Yes.
Chapter 4.
Yeah, Esther chapter 4. Yes, ma'am. E-S-T-H-E-R, chapter 4, and pick up at verse number 12. Esther chapter 4, yeah. And we'll pick up at verse number 12. Hallelujah.
Look at Esther, chapter 4, verse 12. And they told Mordecai, Esther's word. 13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. Not thy Jews. 14. But if thou altogether hold thy peace at this time, then shall
Now, hold on, what did you say? See, anointed leadership. If you, now she was put in leadership position for this time, but he said, but if you hold your peace, if you hold your peace this time, what will happen? Go ahead.
At this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews. Y'all got Judah from another place. But thy and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knows that thou art come to this kingdom for such a time as this.
You see that?
15.
See, we don't know our where and what we really are. We don't have a clue. Mother, we is in his position. Yahweh has chosen the six anointed camps for this time right here. But what we do, we knowing that you've been anointed for this job, we just act like, well, you know, we pray don't never mind. But he's saying, what he's saying right here, if we hold our peace, when we see something, according to the book, we have to respond to it. If it's biblically, if it's incorrect, if it's correct, it's a hallelujah. If it's not correct, we got to correct it. We have to do this, and that's what we read over there. So when you hear someone talk against anointed leadership, you have to say something. Read again, Mother, in verse 7 again. Look what happened in verse 7 again.
Oh, let me get back there.
Back to Numbers. Well, you probably had a mark. You had to probably have a mark in anyway. You both switch back over there anyway. Don't get caught up in the lesson there, Mother, D.F. Israel. Don't get caught up in the lesson. Be ready to switch back over because we what did it say?
Numbers chapter 21, verse 7. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against Yahweh and against you. Pray unto Yahweh that he take away the serpent from us. And Moses prayed for the people.
You remember we read over there in 3, he said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent, the same way the Son of Man. So now you see what Yahweh is quoting. Yahweh is quoting about the children of Israel in Numbers chapter 21. It ain't got nothing to do with what they put on the table today. It wasn't no John, Matthew, Luke, and Mark. He's quoting this verse right here, verse 9. What the next verse? Well, verse 8, whatever yet. The next verse, what the next verse say?
Verse 8. And Yahweh said unto Moses, make you a fiery serpent and sit it upon a pole.
Make you a fiery serpent.
Sit
it upon a pole.
And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. Verse 9.
So you see that? Go ahead.
Verse 9. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived.
You see that? So Moses put a fiery serpent a serpent up on a brass pole and lift it up in the air. And people, and now if you look up there and do right, you will live. And he was giving the same analogy of him and talking to another Judah in that third chapter. And this pertains to the children of Israel in that 3:14. You ask anybody to quote 3:14 or 3:15, they can't quote now one, but they can quote John 3:16. And John 3:16 is pointing them right back to the children of Israel in the wilderness. Same way Moses lifted up that fire, that serpent over there. And he said, yeah, and any of y'all got bit for being low down? If your faith, you look up, and you look up, you can live. That's what he was talking about. And they are taking that John 3:16 and make it out of he loved the world and all that other stuff in there. But if he do, he do love the world he's talking about over there in Numbers 21 and verse 5. Yes, that's the one, the world he loved, the one he's making the illustration about in 21 verse 5. Moses, y'all catch that? Y'all catch that?
Yeah.
He's talking about the world of 21 verse 5. Read verse 5 again, Numbers 21 verse 5.
Numbers chapter 21 verse 5. And the people spake against Yahweh and against Moses, wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul lost this light bread.
So what happened? So there was right there. So now when they spoke against leadership, that would open the door for that. So one thing we do know, that's a no-no. So when somebody bring you something about leadership, that's a no-no. Because when you speak against Yahweh do not like that. Just as he put leadership in place, he know how to take it out when he get ready. So, you know, we got to say some things, and the way it is the way it is. That's the way it is. We're going to see if we bring Brother Makai in on some of this good old, because he ready to go. He said, let me get in there and see it. Let me holler a little bit. Kaya, we clear about that. Now, we're going to see something else that we need to know. And Romans chapter 11. Young Lion, Brother Makaya. And Romans chapter 11, verse number, Brother Makaya, number chapter 11, verse 25, 26. And let's see what that say there, Young Lion. We're going to look at something. And now I want to see what we get out of this. Romans chapter 11, verse 25, 26, 33 and 34. What does it say, Young Lion? Brother Makaya.
You say Numbers chapter. Say that. Give me one more time, sir. Numbers chapter 11, verse 25, 26, 33, and 34. 25 reads, and Yahweh came down in a cloud and spake unto him and took up the spirit that was upon him and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass.
Hold on there, young man. I don't know why I said Numbers. I mean Romans. I mean Romans chapter 11, 25, 26, 33, 34. Did I say Romans the first time, Moses? Or did I just say Numbers all the time? What did I do?
You said Romans.
He said Romans.
I said Romans. Okay, good. Excellent. Romans chapter 11, 25, 26, 33, 34. Young Lion, come on.
Romans chapter 11. 25, 26, 33, 34. 25 reads, for I would not, brother, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit that blindness, in part, and happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. 26. And so all Israel should be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Yada Judah the deliverer, and shall turn away unyahwaliness from Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of Yahweh. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Verse 34. For who have known the mind of Yahweh, or who hath been his counselor?
Now, see right there. Now that's some heavy stuff right there that we're going to break it down. Now, read verse 33 and 34 again there, young lion. Read verse 33 and 34 again.
Okay. The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 33 and verse 34. Verse 33 reads, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of Yahweh. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. Verse 34. For who have known the mind of Yahweh, or who have been his counselor?
Now read verse 25 and 26 again.
Okay. The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 25 and verse 26. 25 reads, for I will not, brother, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Verse 26. And so all Israel should be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Yada Judah the deliverer, and shall turn away unyahwiliness from Israel.
Now, this is Paul talking. Now, this is some big stuff he's saying. He's saying some big stuff that needs to back up now to 11. I'm gonna run you around the backyard for a minute. But I wonder what you catch this. Now back up to 11 chapter, verse number 6. And we'll read a little bit there, Micaiah. We're gonna look at 11,
okay.
Verse 6. Now, yeah. I hope y'all listen to this real carefully. And something gonna bring out of this probably ain't never been brought out before. We'll see. According
right,
to what we just got through reading. Go ahead.
Book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, and if by grace, then is it no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, work is no more work.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8. According as it is written, Yahweh hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear until this day. Verse 9. And David said, let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Verse 10. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always. Verse 11. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Yahweh forbid. But rather through their fall, whether through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. Verse 12. Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? Verse 13. For I speak
to
you this
time. Wait a minute.
Okay,
read 12 again. Read 12 again. Listen. Read 12 again that one more time. Listen to this. We're saying 12.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Verse 12.
What did he say in 12?
Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more therefore? Verse 13. For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. Verse 14. If by any means I may provoke the emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. Verse 15. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? Verse 16.
What is he talking about? What is Paul is talking about there? Anyone, your mother. Oh, young lion. What is Paul talking about? Yeah, we got plenty of time. I just want to know what is Paul talking about? Paul, remember the key word is the word in here. What person was that was the richest? What word was the richest of the world? What person was that one again?
Verse 12.
We'll read 12 again.
Verse 12. Now, if the fall of them be the richest of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, mm-hmm, how much more therefore?
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? Y'all take a turn. Let's see exactly. I'm gonna see exactly. Do anybody know what Paul is talking about? I ain't gonna say nothing. I don't hear what y'all gotta say. Then I'm gonna start breaking it down. What y'all got to say behind that?
Well, he's talking about the riches of the world. The riches of the
riches
world.
The riches of
Buddha. Uh-huh. Now, mm-hmm, all of them be the riches, mm-hmm, of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the things of the world. You can't worship the things of the world. This false yahuwahs, money, stuff like that. You can't worship them because you have to worship yahuwah.
But we found out, Mother, that the fallen, the false. Go ahead, Mother.
The riches of the Gentiles. Now, I don't know if this is talking about the 10 northern tribes, or is talking about the nation. So if it's talking about the nations, I know that you can't be like them. You can't do the things that they do.
Okay. All right, Mo Dip. All right, Mo Dip, Israel, what you got at, Mo? What you get out of remember, we came out of Romans chapter 11.
I have to step out the room. I had to step out the room.
Okay. Okay. I. Well, you dismissed on this conversation. You just listened. But, young lion, what you get out of it? What you get out of what you just got through reading?
Well, I remember earlier we was reading in Romans in chapter 11. We was reading at 34 and 35. We did run across something talking about the Gentiles, and we were talking about Yada Judah. So what I'm getting from this, from what we read earlier and going back and reading this, is that Yada Judah lost his position to the world. And once Yada Judah lost his position, the world gained the riches. And the diminishing of them, the 10 northern tribes, end up coming up and gaining some little upper hand as far as having little material things. They end up getting some riches. So the thing is, Yada Judah diminished, and the world rose up, and the 10 northern tribes rose up because they was following the world anyway. So that's what I got.
I'm sorry.
That's an inch. But come back again. We got plenty. I just want, I don't look at this video myself. I don't want to say too much of nothing. I just want to see, do we really understand what he's really saying by reading it? So we want to, let me turn over to Romans myself. Romans chapter, where we are again, Romans chapter 11. Mm-hmm. I want to look at something in Romans chapter 11 one more again. We're in Romans chapter 11. And pick up again at verse 7.
Okay. The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, "What then? Israel have not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blind." Verse 8.
Mm-hmm. So now, what then? Israel have not obtained that which he seeketh.
Right.
But the elect obtained it, and the rest was blind. Give me a little bit more. Give me a little bit. A little bit more.
So verse 8? Okay.
Yeah, give me a little bit
verse
more.
Verse 8. "According as it is written, Yahweh has given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, unto this day."
Unto this day. Wait a minute. So who is he talking about that, what then? Israel have not attained that which he seeketh, but
right,
the election have attained it, and the rest was blind. According to as is written, Yahweh have given them the spirit of slumber, even that they shall not see, and ears where they shall not hear until this day. Who is Paul talking about them that got eyes to see, but they're not seeing anything? He got slumber on them. Who's he talking about?
Well, verse 7, he said Israel. Israel, the 10 northern tribes, have not attained that which he seeketh for.
I don't want to tell it yet. Verse 9, I don't want to tell. But now, look what David says now. David's going to say something.
At verse 9. And David said, "Let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them."
10.
"Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always."
Now, David, at the time, David, remember when David was right, when David was receiving this, he had all 12 tribes up under him. So now, who's he prophesizing that this going to fall up on? And David said in verse 9, "Let their table be a snare." What is this table they talking about? What is he talking about? We got to break it down. Mother, dear Israel, we got to break down this table by going to Rebecca and see what he's talking about. This table be a snare to them. We need to find out more about this. You know, we just going to add, you know, we got a little time to play around with this. You know, leave them all in suspense. What's this table he talking about, Mother, in the second chapter? Rebecca, chapter 2, pick up verse 1. What's this table and Mother E and have me 30th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Help me just 30 chapter of the book of Isaiah. Help me 30 of Isaiah.
30th chapter, what verse?
Verse 8.
When we thank you, Mother. But let's get off what we are on now.
Habakkuk 2, verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me up on the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved.
Go ahead.
Verse 2.
Go ahead.
Verse 2. And Yahweh answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it.
So he said, make it plain and write it on tables. Now, what are you talking about, mother? G up Israel, 30th chapter, verse 8. Isaiah, well, what are you talking about? Make it plain and write it on tables. 30, verse number 8. It's real. Come on,
Isaiah.
Mother.
Mother. Okay.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 8. Now go write it before them in a table and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever.
Okay, so he said, now go and write it up on the table and note it in the book. It's in the book. Now, it's in the book. What's in a book forever and ever that we can read now? 9.
Verse 9. That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Yahweh. Verse 10.
Wait a minute. Hold on, mother. Now, what people is that? Who are these lying people that will not hear the word of the law? Who are these lying people that David said, let they back stay down because they don't want to do their requirements? So let their back and let their tables be a snare and a recompense and all this. Who is he talking about, mother? We've been reading it all day long about a people that is a lying people because they refuse. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've been talking about it all day long.
See you back.
We're talking about it. Exactly right. The ones that Paul is talking about is the one that's supposed to always be in position to take the lead, but they take a back seat on everything. So let your back stay out. You refuse to wear fringes. You refuse to be called by your biblical name. You refuse to do the dust says Yahweh, and that's why And you've been put in a position to be the leader, and you is the follower. So now, what Paul is saying in the 9th chapter, back to Micaiah again, read verse 7 again, 11 verse 7. So in 11 verse 7, listen good what he's saying in 11 verse 7, Brother Micaiah.
Okay, going to Romans, chapter 11, verse 7. Romans. Chapter 11, verse 7 reads, what then? Israel have not attained that which he seeketh for, but the nation has attained it, and the rest were blinded.
But he said the election, wait a minute, but who does the election have attained this? He said the election, they have attained, the one that was elect have attained this thing. But they refused to do it. That was the man saying. The man, I don't want to just kind of. He's saying, but what the elect is doing, they refuse to do. That says Yahweh. And they've been chosen to do something. But he says, the falling of them, when did they fall? When did they fall to become the richest of the world? Now, what verse was that again? What Paul said about the falling of them? Where
the
verse is the falling of
chapter
them?
Chapter 11. The book of
okay,
Romans.
Go ahead.
Chapter 11, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, now, if the fall of them be the richest of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fortune?
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Fortune revolt, jealousy. No. The Bible, I'm not through 11 yet. It was saying,
oh, okay.
I say then, have they stomach that they shall fall? Yahweh forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles to provoke them to jealousy. What that supposed to mean right there? What that supposed to mean to provoke them to jealousy with salvation? When did they fall? Mother, run to Luke chapter 21. Let's find out the fall of them. That came the richest of the world, but the fall of them. When did they fall? And who fall? And who failed? We go on to Luke 21,
okay.
And we'll pick up at verse 24 and 25. Who failed? Luke 21, 24, 25.
Luke chapter 21, verse 24 and verse 25. Luke chapter 21,
yeah.
Verse 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be
okay.
Led with captives into all nations. And Yahweh Judah shall be trodden down of the Gentiles. Until the time
the Romans.
Of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
So how did that come, the riches of the world, by the fall of Judah? How did that come, the riches and salvation that came to Gentiles? How did that become the riches of the world? Don't see if I'm going to get outside first. By destroying Judah, southern kingdom, destroying them and scattering them out of their homeland. How did that become the richest of the world? How did it happen? Huh? How did it happen? How did it happen? Anybody give me an answer? How did the fall of Judah become the richest of the Gentiles? What? How did that happen?
Isaiah, I got something. Isaiah said something 25 about, was that 24, 25, 20?
I didn't read 25.
About the earth, the fountain that happens there,
I'm just gonna let y'all figure this out. I might tell you a little bit. I might not tell you nothing. But in the book of
Timothy 2.
Page 9.
I'm not hearing what you're saying.
In the book of Timbuktu, in the book of Timbuktu, Mother D.F. Israel and Mother E. But Makai gonna read something happened when something happened and page 90, where it says,
page 90.
Now, Black Judas, now remember one thing. And 70 AD, Judah went down. Now, when Judah went down, he had to flee from southern Judah to all the nations of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And who was already in all the nations of the world was the 10 northern tribes. They was already in all the nations. Now, here comes Judah there,
mm-hmm.
and they bring, when they, in the 90, on page 90, let's talk about it, Brother Mackay, where it says, Black Judah.
Okay. Read from the Babylon of Timbuktu by Randolph D. Winsor. On page 90, picking it up in the second paragraph where it says, the Black Judah had an advantage over the African tribe.
According to Google Books, they
carried their culture, history, laws, and written records with them. This assured them a constant precedent for the development of a higher social organization. Because of the stability of the Black Yada Judah culture, Yada Judah were not absorbed into the auto-Sathonist population. In fact, Yada Judah absorbed some of the native tribes. Yada Judah made
you. Now what that mean? Hold on, man. Now what's that supposed to mean?
Mm-hmm.
See, remember when Judah failed,
mm-hmm.
Judah failed
mm-hmm.
because they failed because they wouldn't do what they were supposed to be doing by Judah Lee. The 10 northern tribes was already
mm-hmm.
gone. Now, Mother, let me show you what they was called. Let's go to 42 verse 6, Mother D of Israel. What was that name they was called in 42 verse 6 of Isaiah?
Okay. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 6. Okay. Yahweh have called you in righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep you and give you for a covenant of the people for a light to the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm. So you're supposed to be a light to the Gentiles, and verse 24.
42:24. Yeah. Who gave Israel for a spoil and Israel to the robber? Did not Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his Torah instruction.
To his law, right? Who is he talking about in verse 6? Who he calling? He says Israel to the robbers because they would not keep the law. What is verse 6 calling Israel in verse 6?
Gentiles.
That's right. Exactly right. So when Judah would not do, and on the way the northern kingdom, the Gentiles gonna hear the word, he had to run Judah up out of his land to get him around all the rest of the Israelites. Because
mm-hmm.
all of the Israelites was without everything. They didn't have a clue about nothing. So by you being a lead tribe, so the riches of them, salvation have came to them through you. So they received salvation through you. Because when Judah got to the place where they was at, he seen all the wickedness they was doing. But they had the law. Judah had the books. And Judah looked right at them, and that's why he said, hey, well, no difference between you and us, because you broke away from the law, and now we over here watching y'all doing not the law. So now salvation has came to y'all through us. Because we've been teaching y'all all the time, but y'all broke away. Then we got low down, and so now we is over there where you at right now, trying to get you back on your feet. And that's what we're doing right now. And right now, the northern kingdom cannot get on their feet until Judah leaves. But we slumber, we don't take the lead in nothing. We just sit back watching things unfold, and it's our job to take the lead to bring salvation to the northern kingdom. Because the falling of the world became the riches. I mean, the riches fell. Now, we got to find out about these riches. Now, so now we got to find out who is this. See, when this riches is a people. Well, I shouldn't say it now. Left that alone for a minute. Now, I want to go and look at this again. Because, see, remember, when Paul was saying this again, it wasn't no books written. He had to pull these verses. He knew what was going on, Mother Eve. He knew what was going on in the 12th chapter, verse 7, 8 of Zechariah. What did he know? Zechariah, he pulled something from Zechariah when he was talking to him. He pulled something from Zechariah. What did he pull in 12, verse 7 and 8? See, remember one thing. When Paul was talking, it wasn't no such thing as no New Testament. Everything has been pulled from a point of view. That's the part we got to bring to the table. It wasn't no Mark, Luke, John, the book of Romans, Corinthians. Everything was said was pulled from the left side of the book. So, what was said that we can read, Mother E, in the 12th chapter, verse 7 and 8 of Zechariah?
Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7. The Yahweh also shall say the tent of Judah first, that the greatest glory of the family of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, not that Judah, do not magnify themselves against Judah. Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Shall the Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Dr. Judah, the inhabitants of the ten northern tribes, and he that is.
Now just read what you said. Now hold on, mother. Just read what you said. Let me put the dramatics on it. Let's read it plainly.
Okay. Zechariah chapter 11, verse 8. In that day shall the Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David and the family of David shall be as Yahweh.
So he's telling that. Go ahead.
As the ministering spirits of the Yahweh before them.
So he's letting them know, don't magnify yourself against Judah, because Judah going to be saved first, but Judah got to wake up and understand that he was taught from the beginning to be a lead tribe, and he supposed to always be the answer. But the northern kingdom, they had them broke away back in Jeroboam's day, and the only way they're going to get some word, they have to scatter you because you got disobedient. So he scattered you among them right now. And you're seeing the thing that they do right now. You're seeing the northern kingdom right now. They break the Sabbath day. They wearing skinny jeans. They doing all type of things. Hail Mary, the cross, and everything. So the, mm-hmm. you right among them right now. And you see what they're doing right now. And the only way they're going to break out of this thing is through you. But he said, let your back spit out till you come back to understand your position. See, you among them right now, and you see them, every last one of them, 100% of them. I said 99%. They off into paganism right now. And the only way they'll come out of it, you have to wake them up. Because Judah is the one who wakes up the other tribes, the lead tribe. So they, let me go back to this. Let's go, Mother D.F. Israel. Read exactly where you see it. Now, I need the words that they're using, but it's a point in it. I'm going to read in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. I need exactly the way they said it to bring it out in the teaching. Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. Let's do 2:9 first, and we'll comment on 2:9. Revelation 2:9 says what, Mother D.F. Israel? Mother D.F. Israel? Pick it up, Mother E. Revelation 2:9.
Book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9. I know thy work. And thy life, Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. I know thy words, and tribulation, and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, and are not, but are the synagogues of Satan.
But what he call you again? He say he call you. It's a big word he call you there, Mother. He said he call you a big word. What big word did he call you, Mother? And Brother Kai, you can jump in. What big word did he call you in 2:9? It's a big word. He called you a big word. He said, I know you are what?
Synagogue of Satan.
No, he called you a big word. He called you a big word.
Oh.
What big word? You said it, Brother Micaiah. Say it again.
Blasphemy.
No. You said it the first time, Brother Micaiah.
And poverty.
He called you something. Hold on. He called you a big word in 2:9. He said, I know you are what?
I know the blasphemy.
According to 2:9. He called you a big word. I know you are what?
I know your works. And your
He called you a big word in 2:9. Read 2:9 again. He called you by a big word. He called you a big word in 2:9.
Revelation
again,
chapter 2:9. I know your works. And tribulation and poverty.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Thou art rich.
Hold on. Right there, Mother. He called you, he said, I know you are what?
Rich.
Rich. I know you are rich. He's talking about the one that, I know what you're going through. He said, but you are rich. He's talking to Judah. He said, I know the one that called himself you, but I'm not. But you are rich. What makes you rich? What is you carrying that make you rich? Huh? What is you carrying that make you rich?
The word of God.
You remember we read over there when he was talking in dirt, 8:32, 17:17? You remember? What Judah is carrying is the word. You more richer than anybody because you're the one carrying the word. And the rest of the tribes cannot get the word unless you tell it.
Okay.
Unless you tell it, the rest of the world cannot get the word until you tell it. 3:9. Read 3:9, mother.
Revelation chapter 3.
The reason you've been scattered, hold on a minute. The reason you scattered to every nation upon the sun, because you carry his word. And they can't receive the word until you fall, but it's the riches to the world. Find out what world you're talking about. Surely. It's the riches to the Gentiles. He's not talking about white man and white woman. The Gentiles, he's talking about northern kingdom. The only way you, the northern kingdom, going to get the word, he has to scatter you because of your disobedience. And then while you over there, you when you got there, you had his word. You had the riches of his word. And when you see him doing everything contrary to the Bible, then you come to the side and say, you out of order on this. You out of order on this. You out of order on that. And the only way you're going to get it by your fall is their riches. By your fall, the northern kingdom gets salvation through your riches. The word.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Read that. Come on. Who read? Who read what? What you read, mother?
3:9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, to say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy face, and to know that I have loved thee.
Hey, who did he love? Who did he love at 147 verse 4 of Brother Micaiah and Psalms? Who did he love? He said he loved you. You the one rich. Who is he talking about in Psalms 104 verse 4?
104.
Mm-hmm. The book of Psalms. Chapter 104 verse 4. Book of Psalms, chapter 104, verse 4, read. Who maketh his ministry spirits?
Read what you said. Psalms, I got distracted on that. Psalms, 141, verse 4. Make it 141, verse 4. So he said, I have loved thee. He said, I have loved thee. Now I want to get that out of the book of Psalms. What, 141 verse 4? Who did he love? Is it 141 verse 4?
The book of Psalms. Now you don't. Think you won't.
I want a verse in verse 4 where he says, I have loved somebody in verse 4. What that was, shoot. Come on, help me out, Mother D.F. Israel. Help me out, Mother D.F. I'm struggling, Mother D.F. Israel. Is it 104 verse 4? What verse is it? 141 verse 4? It talks about a love for somebody. I need that verse 4. I know it's 100 and something in Psalm. Which one was it? Can anybody help me out?
I don't have that one off the top of my head right now. But I can kick you off.
I wanted to get out of Psalm, but I can get it out of who he loved in the 11th chapter, Mother D.F. Israel. I can get it out of 1 Kings, but I just want it out of Psalms. But go to 1 Kings chapter
68.
Go to 1 Kings chapter 10. Verse 8 and 9, I get it that way, Mother D.F. Israel. I get it that way. But I did want to get it out of Psalms. But I guess I'll come back with it later. See, we got to remember that when Paul was pulling verses, he wasn't reading out of the book of Romans. He was reading from the Old Testament, they called it. Paul was reading from the Old Testament. He was not reading from the book of Romans. It wasn't no book of Romans. Paul was pulling verses from the Old Testament pertaining to the people of the book. Now, Mother of Israel, what can we read in that book of 1 Kings 10, verse 8 and 9?
1 Kings chapter 10, verses 8 and 9. Verse
yeah,
8.
I'm going to get this love, thing.
Yeah. Verse 8. Happy are your men. Happy are these your servants, which stand continuously before you, and that are your and that hears your wisdom. Verse 9. Blessed be Yahweh, your Yahweh, which delighteth in you, to set you on the throne of Israel, because Yahweh loved Israel forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he loved Israel, but he loved Judah. Because he disinherited northern kingdom, but they rich with that word. Give me 47 verse 4. Give me Psalm 44 verse 4, Mother. See up Israel. 47 verse 4. That's what I wanted. 47 verse 4.
Yeah.
47 verse 4.
Okay. Psalm chapter 47 verse 4. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Israel, whom he loved.
So you see, so now go back and Mother dear Israel, read 3 verse 9. So now read 3, 9 again. Revelation
3, 9. I didn't ever read that. Revelation 3, 9.
Read again,
nine.
Mother.
Okay, I'm it's trying to get that, see. Revelation 3, verse
9. That's 3:9.
Okay.
And Mother, you
had
me 2:9.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 9, read. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Judah and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you.
So now, so who do you love most, dear Israel?
Judah, Yahshua Judah.
That's what we love. So now, Mother E, read 2:9 again.
Revelation
that's what
chapter
love.
2, verse 9. I
yeah.
know thy word and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
Uh-huh. So I know, but you rich. But the only way, Brother Micaiah, the only way other nations have to get it, so in Matthew 24:16, what did he tell Judah? To do what? In 24:16.
In the book of Matthew, chapter 24, we want verse 16. 16 reads, Then let them which be in Yada Judah flee into the mountains.
See, when you fled into the mountains, now go to Zephaniah 3 and pick it around by verse number 10 and 11. Fled to the mountains, Judah had to go to the mountains. Now you lost your homeland. So now you have to go to the mountains, but guess who was over there in the mountains that you was fleeing to it, and you was rich? What did you run into in 3 verse 10 and 11 and 12?
Okay.
Zephaniah. 3:10.
Okay, the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3:10-12. Verse 10 reads, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my supplant, even the daughters of my dispersed shall bring my offering. Verse 11. In that day shall you not be ashamed for all your doing, wherein you have transgressed against me. For then I will take away out of the midst of you them that rejoice in your pride. And you shall no more be haughty because of my righteous mountain. Verse 12. I will also leave in the midst of you an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of Yahuwah.
And I'm going to leave in the midst of you a poor people.
Mm-hmm.
And what people going to be left in? You be beyond Ethiopia, beyond Cush. That would have 10 northern tribes at.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to send a poor people to you. And who is this in what? 14:32 of Isaiah. Who are these poor people going to be sent to you? 34:14. Oh, shoot. I'm all over the place.
14:32. Yeah. The book of Isaiah, chapter 14. Verse 32 reads, what shall one then answer the messengers of the nation? That Yahuwah hath founded Yada Judah, the poor of his people shall trust in him.
So the poor of his people is the one that's the richest of the people of this word. So I got to get you over there beyond Cush. And you look on the map, that's all over the northern kingdom of that. You remember, children of Israel, Mother E, we're going to pause and bring Mother E and let her address this national audience. The children of Israel in 2460, Mother D of Israel, Genesis, see, you looking at Israel as a handful of people over here and no. It's more of the northern kingdom beyond Cush been in America.
Mm-hmm.
And they look just like the people over there in Africa. Mm-hmm. They over there, they packed over there in South Africa. You think the Zulus, them Israelites, all these people that you see over there, the majority of them people in Zimbabwe, all them Israelites over there, them is the northern kingdom. They more in Africa, South Africa, North, East, West Africa, more than America. We look at them only in a handful, but 20 tell you how many it is, Mother. Come on. Genesis 24:60.
Genesis chapter 24:60. And they blessed Rebecca and said unto her, thou art our sister. Be you the mother of thousands. A million, and let your
and you know ain't no thousand a million over here in America. You know ain't no thousand a million. They already beyond Cush. Look on the map, you see them out there in Nigeria, all them Zimbabwe's, Mali.
Mm-hmm.
That's them Israelites over there. But he had to send the poor of Judah to all them spots to wake them up. And that's what we're doing right now. That's our job. They can't be woke up unless we wake them up.
Mm-hmm.
They all over right now. They all over in America, too. We in every nation. That's why Judah is scattered in every nation upon the sun. He's the poorest of all, but he's the richest of all because he can the word. And when you get over there, Judah, you see them, you see them out all everywhere, then you start correcting them. They can't be corrected unless they're corrected through you. Yahweh ain't coming down to do it. You're a sermon, Judah. So the fall of you is the richest of the world, but what world are we talking about? Let's go to Wisdom of Solomon, Brother Mackay. We're going to pause, and we'll get Mother Z in to address this national audience. Wisdom of Solomon, 8 verse 5.
Okay. Going over to the book of Wisdom of Solomon. We want chapter 8, and we want verse 5. Going over to the book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, if riches be a possession to be desired in this life, what is richer than wisdom that worketh all things?
The richest is the wisdom. And the only one, remember we read over there in Jeremiah, if you reject the word of Yahweh, what, you know, Judah, he's talking to you. You got the riches of his word to bring to the world, but what world do you got to bring it to, Mother D.F. Israel in 45:17? What world are we talking about?
Isaiah
45:17.
Isaiah chapter 45:17. Isaiah chapter 45:17. But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed, neither confounded, world without end.
So Judah is sent to Israel's world without end. So now Judah is everywhere Israel is at. And you see in Israel over there in South Africa, West Africa, the Caribbeans, Puerto Rico, Canada. Judah is over there, and you look around at them all out of order, and you rich by carrying his word. And that's why you got to know who Judah is. Judah is the one that's carrying his word. And you rich because you watching them do things that Sunday, they wearing skinny jeans, big cowboy hats. They're doing all type of things. And you got to get them to get back into their fringes, and they dust their Yahweh. So that's the hand that Judah plays, but you rich by carrying his word. All of you in 70 A.D. is the richest of the world of the Gentile, not white man and white woman. The Gentile is Israel, the scattered tribes, even in West Africa, South Africa, North Africa, that you came out of North Africa, Ham, and you went to South, West, that's where you was at. It's more you on in land of Ham than you is in America. So when you look at the Israelites over here, it's nothing compared to the one that's over there, Mauritania, over there in Iran, Iraq. All them places is Israelites packed to the max. But they need the richest of the world, which is the poor of the world, to come wake them up, and that's the tribe of Judah. That's what we're saying. And that what Paul was telling them. And David prophesied they back down always until they get back on the job. Because when they went down, it's the richest for all the rest of the tribe, because they can't get back up unless through you. Well, we're going to say a whole mouthful. Let's bring Mother Z in. Mother Z, Yahweh Bishop C. Ray, one of the mothers out of Camp 1.
Yahweh bless and keep you, still Israel, of all your seeds. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, Mother E, Mother Z, you heard a whole lot of good stuff. That's why I said, you got to watch the one that's standing before you. They got to show, they got to paint the picture in the Bible. You know, it wasn't no book of no Romans. It wasn't no book of Corinthians when he was talking. He was pulling the law from Malachi back to Genesis. That's what he was pulling all the time. And we got to bring that to the table. The only way the other 11 tribes going to get on their feet, it must come through Judah. Now, Mother E, Mother Z, what you got to tell this national audience, the world listening, over 500,000 plus, you on the clock, come on.
I'm just going to read something about the covenant that he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. I'm going to read it from Psalms 105, starting at verse 1. Give thanks unto the Yahweh, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Verse 2, sing unto him, song of song unto him. Tell ye of all his wonderful works. Verse 3, honor ye in his righteous name. Seek the Yahweh and his strength. Seek his faith forevermore. Verse 5. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and his judgment. Judgment of his mouth. Verse 6. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, Israel, his chosen. Verse 7. He is the Yahweh, our Yahweh. His judgments are in all the earth. Verse 8, he has remembered his covenant forever, the words which he commanded to a thousand generations. Verse 9, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac. Verse 10, and confirm the same unto Israel, Jacob, for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Verse 11, say unto them will I give, and said unto them will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. Verse 12. When there was but a few men in numbers, yea, very few and strength in it. Verse 13. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people. Verse 14, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for thy sake. Verse 15, saying, curse not my anointed and do my fear no harm. Verse 16, moreover, he called for a famine upon the land and broke the whole staff of bread. verse 17. He sent a man before he sent even Joseph, who was told for a servant. And he was laid in time. Verse 19, until the time that his word came, the word of the Yahweh tried him. And I'm going to say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Excellent, mother. Z. All right, we're going to bring Brother Kai and get the closing statement there. Brother Kai, what's the closing statement behind what you heard that you're on the clock? Come on.
I want to thank Yahweh for another blessed day to be able to read his word. I want to thank Yahweh for giving me the opportunity to meet the seer, Israel of the Roy, to learn under him and be able to have a wife and teach my wife and children the word of Yahweh. I also want to thank Yahweh for our elders and our mothers and all the brothers and sisters of the six anointed camps of the voices of the true Israelite, the congregation of Yahweh. Also want to thank Yahweh for me being able to read the book of Sirach, chapter 36, picking it up at verse 14 reads, fill Yahdah Judah with your unsearchable oracles, your word, and your people with your honor and grace. Verse 15. Give the covenant unto those that you have possessed from the beginning, and write and raise up seers that have been in your name. Verse 16. Reward them that wait for you, and let your seers be found faithful. Verse 17. O Yahweh, hear the prayer of your servant, according to the blessings of Aaron over your people, that all they which dwell upon the earth may know that you are Yahweh, the eternal Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Excellent, Brother Micaiah. That was excellent. So we find out, seeing, that's why you have to watch the best of them on the network. They are people at elder camps. They didn't teach that book of Romans wrong. Big time, because that's what, when David, only thing David knew was the children of Israel. David didn't know nothing about nobody else, because if Judah ain't going to do his job, let's say back to stay down, and
tell that mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. We got something going on over there.
The
what? I'm gonna be off in a few minutes. So go in that front room and sit down, and I don't want to hear nothing. Keep your hands to yourself. I'm going to call your mom so she can come and get you. I guess they forgot about us.
Well, McCray was going off.
Yeah, it sounded like he was over there with the field. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you hear all that noise?
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, you hear me now?
Yeah,
what I say?
I don't know what you said.
What did I say? I gave you a verse. Remember that? 18:19. I gave you a verse.
No. I ain't hear you.
Yep, Israel. Give me a 18:19 and mother, he had me 19 verse 7.
Of what?
Of Acts.
Of who?
Of Acts. The book of Acts.
Book of Acts.
Can you hear me? Yeah. 18:19.
Acts chapter 18.
Yeah, verse 19.
Acts chapter 18, verse 19.
Yeah. Hear what it say. Hear what it say. 18:19. Can you hear me? Hey, mother, can you hear me?
I hear you. I don't know about Mother Dia.
Okay. Can you hear me? Yeah, give me 18:19.
Repeat,
Sia. Acts chapter 18, verse 19.
Okay. Acts chapter 18, verse 19. And he came to Ephesus and left them there. But he himself entered into the temple and reasoned with Yahdah Judah.
You see that? So he always, see, Judah was always at some part, always out of order somewhere. So Judah been, he in every nation, always out of order. Northern kingdoms don't know what they got going on. Judah out of order. You know, so he always got to stop and always, you know, like the T.D. Jakes, Trust Old Dollar, Dates from Tribe of Judah, always got Wicked Judah always somewhere. Wicked Judah always somewhere. Wicked Judah is always somewhere. Messing up. Messing up somewhere.
I'm going to go back.
So what is that, Mother Eve? So Judah, see, that's why they back it down always. They don't never lead by example on nothing.
They don't want no friends. They don't want nothing. They don't want to call their biblical name.
So we out of order everywhere. Judah. We out of order everywhere. Judah.
You echoing bad, man.
You said what now?
You echoing.
Okay, well, we're doing everything, so what can I say? But we is a people that Judah is the richest of Yahweh, and he's the richest of the world for other tribes. But if Judah won't do, he won't do, right? That's a hole in the world up now. Everybody should be mad at you, Judah. You won't do nothing that you've been ordained to do, and that is to lead in this word, let them friends keep them things saved, keep organizing until Yahweh say, so here come your double. Hey, Mother E, what it says in 19:18? Mother E. What it says in 19:18 of the book of Acts?
Book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 8. And he went into the temple and speak boldly for this space of 3 months.
Three months.
Persuading the thing concerning the kingdom of Yahweh.
Yeah. To the Jews and the Greeks. That means the Jews of Judah and the Greeks was northern kingdom. So we always is, you know, our problem always going to be those of Judah, and that's our problem today. That's our problem today, Judah. It's the Judah today. He won't, and that's why he embarrassed it, and that's why he got one more last missiles coming. It's us to try to get Judah to wake up with them fringes on, keep them Sabbath day, get them feast days, get out there and just get the land going and start doing things properly in Yahweh or everywhere. So, Mother E, what's your closing statement behind that is?
Thank you, praise Yahweh, for this class. Thank you, praise Yahweh, for being in class. And just thank you, praise Yahweh, for each and every one that's in the class.
Mother D.F. Israel. So now we see that the riches of the world is when we is among all the rest of the tribes, and we see them out of order everywhere. So we can leave it like that. What's your closing statement is behind that? You on the clock, come on.
Isaiah chapter 45 verses 22. To me, and be you saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am Yahweh, and there is none else. 23. I have sworn by myself, the words is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return that unto me. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Verse 24. Surely shall one say, in Yahweh have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are in think against him shall be ashamed. 25. In Yahweh shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, that mother day of Israel. But we got a couple more verses to put on the table. So you see that when you jump down and read that Romans book, now when you come back, mother, that was S and closing, both of your mothers dead, no doubt about it. Now come back and read Romans chapter 11, verse 25, 26, 33, and 34. But what we've got so far, come back and read Romans chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. What does it say? 11, 25, 26.
Romans 11, verse 25 and 26, verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. 26.
Right, and the Gentiles is the northern kingdom. They blinded in part. But we're going to have to open their eyes up. Go read a little bit more.
Verse 26. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Judah the deliverer, and shall turn away unyahwahness from Israel.
Right. And we, that's right. And Judah is the deliverer, but the Judah that's in on the note. The Judah's on the note. Back up to Revelation 21, verse 10 through 12.
Okay. Revelation chapter 21, verses 10 to 12. Verse 10. I know I got to get more of the book. Getting on my ass already. Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21, verses 10 to 12. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the righteous Judah, descending out of heaven from Yahweh. Verse 11. Having the greatness of Yahweh, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Verse 12. And had a great wall, and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gate 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
See, and that's a great mystery of them. And he had 12 angels standing to God, you're coming into your interest, but those that don't make it, in 22 verse, verse number 13 and 14, mother, of Revelation, turn over to one book, and pick up yeah. verse,
I'm stopping
at you. 12 through 14. So if you don't come through one of these, if you don't come through one of these 12 gates, you're gonna be what?
Revelation 22 verses 12 to 14 verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his works shall be. Verse 13. I am Yahweh and Yahweh the Son, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Verse 14. Blessed are they that do his Torah instruction, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gate.
Unto the gates of the city of 12 tribes of Israel where the angels, you can't come in unless you're doing the commandments.
Yeah.
And now if you don't get in, next verse says what?
15. For without a dog and sorcerers and homemongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie.
All I'm going to get in verse 14 is what?
The blessed.
Verse 14.
Blessed are they that do his Torah instruction, that they
that?
May have right.
Yep. You
to the
that?
Tree of life.
Excellent. You're blessed when you're doing the Torah instruction. You got your friends on. You're keeping the Sabbath day. Your best friend is Yahweh. If you don't, you're going to be without it. And all they're going to be out going to be dogs. The 12 tribes of Israel will be the center point for every tribe. But the ones that going to be, the angels going to be watching, the ones going to be inside the gate is the one doing the commandments. The one that's without, you could be Israel too. Without, you ain't getting in because you're not keeping the commandments. You don't want to run no fringes. You don't want to call yourself Israel. You want to call yourself Willie Earl Peterson. If you ain't checked that name alone.
You don't call yourself Steve Roy.
Huh? Step
you don't
want to
call yourself Steve Roy.
You don't want to call yourself Steve Roy. You want to call yourself the Congregation of Israel, the Congregation of Yahweh. You want to do anything because you're not going to get in. If you're not keeping the commandments, you're not getting in without a dog. Them sick nothing friends say, hey, I know you're Judah, but you want to wear skinny jeans. You want to wear vests and talk that smack and holler Jesus.